Welcome. To Arcade Audio.
Everybody, this is Carolyn
and Karma,
and thank you for downloading another episode of the Heels and Heels podcast, episode number 327.
Special
week. It's Podslam week.
We didn't want to get together because we need to pack. Probably still, we're leaving in 12 hours.
I definitely haven't done laundry yet, and from the time you're hearing this, our plane leaves in 9 hours.
Yes.
So we
have things to do.
I probably need to shower, pack.
Oh, I need to wash my hair, which is like a whole thing. I know that sounds stupid, but it legit is.
You have a whole regimen. Yeah. So it's like it's a thing.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out if I have too many liquids for traveling. It's just like there's a whole ordeal.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we're almost there.
Yeah.
We're on our way. Podslam.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you tune in. I'm sure if you go to arcadeaudio.net, it'll tell you where.
Yeah.
arcadeaudio.net/podslam. Donate. Connor's Cure. Help fund pediatric cancer research. Burr, 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 burr. Burr. Yeah. So with podcast magic, we have a special episode for you today. And this is a special all new flavors of old favorites episode.
Wow. And it's literally treats have been curated and delivered to us specifically for us. I mean, not specifically for us, but we'll just pretend.
Sure.
But anyway, we got a box from Amazon, right?
No.
You want to speak
to
this, producer?
Own, it's their own service. So I was on Instagram, as you do, and you get your things that you know
targeted.
Get targeted ads, and I and the thing that I like the most is when people bring curated boxes of shit that I don't need to my door every month. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of it. It doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah.
Food, little trinkets, t-shirts, baseball cards, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Send curated boxes of shit to my house every month and I will pay you a fee. I have no problem with this. So the best of both worlds hit here when one of the ads was for Tokyo Treat, which is a monthly curated box straight from Tokyo, apparently. I figured they were local and just imported it themselves. Nope. It took 6.5 weeks to get here because it literally came from Tokyo. So these are a dozen and a half curated treats for directly from Tokyo. Stuff we don't have here.
Yeah.
Definitely don't have, like, there's some of these are flavors of technically old, new flavors of old favorites because there's, you know, Kit Kats and Pepsis and things like that. But for the most part, this is all kind of foreign to us.
Yeah.
So
it looks like it's 14 different
and a bonus
items.
We got a bonus
and a bonus.
Which looks like what, some sort of raspberry-ish.
Raspberry
Kit Kats.
But it has no. Yeah, that's all I can tell is from the pictures.
Yeah, because a lot of these also don't have any sort of
they don't have to
English description.
It's from Japan.
But it does come with a little booklet that shows you the picture and tells you what it is.
Yes.
And like what flavor it is. So, okay, let's get started.
Do we want to just pull from the box and do it? Do we want to go in order of the thing?
I don't care. Let's just start pulling and doing it, right?
Okay. Let's start pulling and doing.
Let's do this. Like, there's four little packs. It's
so
perfect.
It's very cute. So this is a crab biscuit 4-pack. the description says, these little sea creature-shaped biscuits have a slightly sweet flavor, are a lovely little summer's day treat. Split this 4-pack with friends or keep them for yourself. They're pretty addictive.
They are literally so cute. There's a little crab on the package, and then they're in the shape of little animals. There's like a turtle. There's a fish.
So I do think these are supposed to be like
animal
crackers. Yeah. But they're just sea animals.
Right.
So
turtle.
This,
so cute.
Oh, it's a little starfish.
Oh, it's really
okay,
cute.
Let's try this.
Yeah. They're basically animal crackers.
Mm-hmm.
little more dense than I think our animal crackers are.
Yeah, they're more crackery than cookie.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah, so they're just less, essentially just less sweet.
Yeah.
But tiny sweet.
Tiny sweet, yes. There's the more sweetness than like a saltine, but.
Yeah. No, these are good.
These are good. Yeah.
I mean, they are exactly what they say they are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'd snack on them. Snack,
yeah. It's a 7 for me.
Yeah, I say 7.5. Yeah.
I'm going to give it an 8. I like them.
Yeah.
They're cute.
Are you still trying to open your bag? he figured it out. He's good now. Mm. Okay.
Okay. Yum. Yummy, yummy.
This one. Okay. Mm. This next one. Calbee wasabi potato chips. These special wasabi chips are made with fresh summer potatoes that you can only get this time of year. Using the wasabi from a place, the zingy flavor will leave a little tingle in your mouth.
Oh, I love a tingle.
It's going to tingle in your mouth.
The bag just smells like potato chips.
Well, 100%. That's good.
So they're not super over flavored.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Mmm. No. Yeah. It tastes like wasabi.
It tastes like wasabi.
Oh, that's really good.
I don't like wasabi.
Oh, I love wasabi. They taste like wasabi potato. I mean, it is.
Yeah, it is. It's a wasabi.
Those are good.
It's a wasabi potato chip. It's very good. Yeah.
I would, like, for sure eat these.
Yeah.
Mm. I give those a 9. Delicious.
Yeah, 8.
Mm. It is what it says it is. It's not my fault. I mean, it's not their fault not that thing. I don't like wasabi. So I would also probably give it an 8.
Yum.
That so far, damn.
Damn, they're killing
it. 2 for 2.
What's this one?
It's a cute little blue man. This is Tohato Caramel Corn Ramoon. Was that right?
Sure.
There's nothing more summery in Japan than a refreshing Ramoon soda. Okay. This Japanese drink's classic flavor is combined with the sweet caramel of this yummy corn puff snack. Enjoy as the delicious Ramoon flavor spreads through your mouth.
So I
enjoys so it I don't spreads know what that through your mouth.
Flavor is I've never had. I've heard of them, but I've never had a Ramoon soda or whatever. However you are supposed
okay,
to
these are
it.
difficult to open. We might need scissors. Don't need scissors. Mm-mm. Producers are like, oh,
I got this.
You and your weak woman hands. I can do it just fine. Okay. Oh, so they look like Cheetos.
Oh. Oh, I was expecting like popcorn.
Ooh, and they smell sweet. I was also expecting popcorn.
Oh.
No.
They taste like medicine.
They taste like tricks.
Yeah.
Cereal.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Trick cereal.
Cereal-y taste.
Oh, yeah. They're very sweet.
Very sweet.
I don't hate them.
I don't hate them either.
I don't hate them either. You're not wrong about a little bit of that medicine taste.
But also, it's like...
That might be what the flavoring is.
They also have, like, kind of an undertone because it's like a corn chip. So it's still, like, at the end, it's not too sweet at the end.
Right.
Like, you get that corn.
Yeah.
I kind of like those.
These are really good.
These are good. They're like cereal.
Yeah, it's like an 8.
That's like an 8.
Yeah.
It's like an 8.
That's good.
This box is rad.
This box rules.
Yeah, no, those are pretty good. Uh-huh. I mean, it's really... It tastes like Trix to me, mm-hmm. like 100%. And Trix kind of tastes like medicine, so.
Yeah, I mean.
There you go.
Kid medicine.
Kid medicine.
Is, yeah.
All right, wow. What's next?
This, which I think is the little DIY kit, but we don't have to DIY it.
Yeah, so it is Chorus Fruit Shop Soft Candy DIY. Make your own little fruity treats with this fun Japanese DIY kit. It comes with delicious grape, lemon, and apple flavors.
So, I mean, we're probably
oh god, how DIY whole, is this?
Well, you can make a mold of the candies, but I say we just eat the candies, like, right?
Yeah.
We don't need to make
Jesus.
The mold.
Okay.
We're like 30.
I am over 30, as previously you just discussed.
Take a piece of the weird rubber candy.
I would guess that this yellow is lemon.
Yeah.
Oh, are we not putting it in our mouths yet?
I don't know.
Sorry.
Sorry. No, we're prepping the wax candy stick.
Well, and it has a very interesting consistency.
Yes.
Because it's
Kind of like Play-Doh.
Kind of like Play-Doh, like more Play-Doh than gum. Like, it's not thick enough to be like gum.
But it's got a weird gummy consistency.
Yeah. Okay. So what do we want to do first?
Yellow?
Yellow. Yeah.
Tastes like Play-Doh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Green.
But I think that's more a gimmick with the making it than
I don't hate
I think so
it.
Too.
But it's like I would never eat this. It's,
yeah, no. I wouldn't eat it again, but like the lemon one was fine. What do you guys do next?
Green. I like the
that
green
one's
better.
Good.
I like the green better.
But it's still it's like Play-Doh.
Yeah. It's a weird texture thing.
Yeah, almost like a little bit reminds me of like those shitty marshmallows that come in cereal.
I was going to say it reminds me of circus peanuts.
Ooh, yeah, circus peanuts. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. You nailed it. All right, red?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the lemon the best, but they're all just whatever.
You like the lemon the best?
Yeah. I like the green the best, I think. The red's good, too. I wouldn't eat those again, though. But
I would just give the whole package a 5. Like, the little like novelty of making
I'd give it like a
treats.
3. It was honestly like who eats this? Children, maybe.
Yeah, this is a kid
even if thing. I gave it to a kid, I don't think a kid would be like, oh,
this
thanks.
This is definitely a little kid thing, though.
Yeah, I mean it was fine. I'd give it like a 5. It was fine.
Okay. Next,
should we do the drink or are we saving that for last? What's this?
Okay, so this is called Strawberry Soft Serve. Nothing beats soft serve ice cream on a nice hot summer day. This super cute little treat features a strawberry jelly flavored marshmallow with a sour taste as the ice cream and comes in a little ice cream cone. That is one very long sentence. It doesn't make sense, but that's okay. It's a marshmallow in a cone and it's sour strawberry.
This looks like one we're going to have to just take a bite out of and pass it around.
Puff, take puff, one puff, down
pass,
pass it
will.
Around
the fat ass version of puff puff pass.
It does kind of look like a joint, but here you can take a bite first. I'll take a bite last so we can pass it all the way
is
around
it? Okay,
I'll take everyone's cooties. Oh, is there like jelly in the middle?
You don't want any? It's just a strawberry marshmallow. It's like...
Yeah, it's kind of like a peep with a weird jelly in the middle. And the cone is like...
A cone.
Yeah, but like weird.
Let me get more cone.
Cone's weird.
It's like stale cone.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. It's fine.
It's... Yeah, it's whatever.
That's like a 4.
That's
totally
a 3.
Totally
going
to say a 4, yeah.
It's not anything.
It's edible. It's edible.
Yeah, the flavor wasn't bad. The
it's
strawberry
the worst thing
marshmallow was not the worst. Like, it was fine. But whatever.
Yeah, the marshmallow thing we had last week was way worse than that.
True. 100%.
Ooh, what's that?
Mandarin orange gummies. How cute are these little mandarin orange gummies? They come in an adorable cup-shaped container. A cup-shaped container.
Adorable.
And are made with fresh orange juice. Enjoy a little slice of summer with every gummy. So let's open them up. They're orange gummies as described. They look like little orange slices.
Ooh, they're soft.
They're soft.
They're a little firm in your mouth, though.
Nice.
That's what she said.
Yeah, I mean, that's
these are
that
good.
Tastes like orange, like we have orange flavoring here. This tastes like a fucking orange.
Yeah, it's not orange candy. It's like
it tastes like an orange.
No, those are good. It tastes like
those are delightful.
Yeah, those are good. That's
very
that's
very
a 9
good
for me. Honestly,
I think I would also give that a 9.
Yeah,
very good.
Yeah,
great.
Mm. Wow,
we're back on track,
we're
guys.
Back.
Yeah,
I was getting worried there for a minute. Oh god, what's this?
We gotta get through the weird stuff to get to the Kit Kats and the Pepsi.
Mm-hmm. I don't even. Oh, there it is. Fruit Ramoon powder candy. How cute is this little fruit container? That's the how they start every single description. Like, how cute is this sweet powder candy comes in either strawberry, green grape, or purple grape.
So that looks like a strawberry.
That's a strawberry.
So I'm guessing this is a strawberry powder. Let's see how.
Do you remember when sour powder candy was like all the rage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, That was not what I was expecting. They're little tablets.
Oh.
So they're little like Smarties.
Oh, I thought it was like a powder.
Yeah, me too.
I did as well, but they're like Smarties. So they're like a powder tablet-y thing.
Like a pill.
Like drugs.
I mean, yeah. It's a weird texture. It does have a good strawberry flavor. But the it's weird okay. like pill cap form.
I think if you were used to
have
like
another one of these.
I think if you were used to that like form of melty.
They're fine.
Because yeah, it is like if that's powder candy, but just it starts hard.
Yeah, it was fine. It was like a five. Like the flavor was not bad.
Yeah, yeah,
but
the flavor was whatever. Yeah, that's a five for me. Yeah. It's not gross, but it's
I
not
think
good.
Five is fair.
Okay, here's another Ramune.
Grape Ramune candies. These two types of yummy grapes meet to form these Ramune grape candies. What a great way to enjoy a nice summer day. How cute is the mini Ramune bottle?
They love it.
There we go. Cute's in there again. Let's see. How do we open?
Can the background music playing be that Avril Lavigne song where she's like, kawaii.
I don't even know what that is.
Wow. I mean, I'm not. Do you even go on the internet?
Do I even, Avril? Okay, so these are just little. They look
kind
like,
of similar to the.
Kind of similar, but they're more like sprees? Is that what I'm thinking of?
No, they're flat. These are like runts, kind of, but just not fruit shaped. They're just round.
Ugh.
I like those better than the strawberry ones, but.
It tastes a little chalky.
A little chalky.
Kind of like a bottle cap, though.
And a little like sour. Yeah.
Like a little sour.
Yeah, yeah.
Fizzy soda.
Like more sour than I was anticipating it to be.
Again, they were fine. I'd give it like a six. Yeah. Yeah, they were fine.
A little better than the strawberry ones, but not much.
Do we need to try this? I mean, it's gum. It's the Pokemon gum.
I mean, we can put it
Pokemon
in our mouths.
Pokemon Sun and Moon gum. Do we want to do
the
it?
The motto of this podcast.
Let's just put it in our mouths.
I mean, we might as well. It
can
might
you do
be
me a
different.
Favor? Can you put these somewhere?
Okay.
Over
so there's
there for
three
me?
Pieces here.
Okay. So Pokemon Sun and Moon gum, a wild Pokemon.
No, here.
A wild Pokemon gum candy has appeared.
Oh.
It's a grape flavored one. It's a grape flavored one. Enjoy the fruity flavors of this cute Pokemon Sun and Moon gum.
There's like almost no flavor.
It's one of those gums that like starts to like dissolve.
Yeah.
As you chew it, it's like a really cheap gum.
Yeah.
And so for some reason, this is bringing me back to some crazy nostalgia, and I kind
like
of like
fruit
it.
Stripes.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I kind of like it.
It's fine. Like a five.
I'd give it like fine. A seven.
I'd give it like a five. It's a fruit gum.
Yeah.
I kind of like it. Does everyone want a piece of paper to spit that out on?
I mean, okay, fine, cool, gum,
great, it's gum, it's Pokemon. Okay, what's this guy? This guy is Texas corn salty.
Texas corn salty.
Texas corn salty. Mm-hmm. These salty corn puffs make a great midday snack when you're out and about enjoying the summer sun. So much crunchy, salty goodness.
so much.
Texas corn salty.
I love it. I hope it's Texas and corn and salty. Is it like a corn nut?
No, it's like a another like corn puff. Like a Cheez-It puff.
Oh, it's like a tiny bit sweet.
Ooh, and then it gets salty.
Ooh.
The salty hits you after.
Yeah, you don't get the salt at first. Is
that
the middle?
At first you get sweet, and then it comes the salty.
I really don't hate those, though.
No. It's like, so at first, when you first taste it, it's like a corn puff. Like a cereal. Like a cereal.
Yeah.
Hicks. And then it's like a little sweet. Okay. And then like 4 full seconds later, it turns salty.
It kicks if you like pour salt in the bowl.
But then if you go in for more, you get the sweet flavor again.
Yeah.
And so it like I don't hate it.
I actually kind of really love them. Like that's a
the
solid
more you
eight
eat,
for me.
The less salt you get.
Yeah.
Oh, and then here comes the salt again. That's so weird.
Yeah.
Especially because just in general with food, normally the first flavor you taste is the salt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then all of the other flavors come in like afterwards or like secondary flavors. It's so strange. It's such a weird sensation to have salt be the secondary flavor that hits you second.
But I don't hate them. They're solid. No. I'd still give them like a 7.
Yeah, I'd give them like a 7.
It's an 8 for me. Those are really good. I might eat the rest of that bag. I promised my coworkers that they would get to try some of this. They might not get to try those.
Texas corn salty.
Yeah.
All right. What else do we have in here? 2 more things?
Yeah. And then the Kit Kats and then the Pepsi.
Oh, okay. So excellent. This, ma'am. Umaibo. Is that how you say that? Umaibo lemon. Umaibo is Japan's number one dagashi.
I don't know what that means.
And this month, it's coming in this delicious and refreshing lemon flavor. The perfect summer treat. So I still have no idea what this is.
It's a lemon-flavored something.
Yep. It's a lemon-flavored something. It feels like a tube of some sort.
That's hot.
Oh.
Oh, is a tube of some sort.
Okay. That was unexpected. Okay, so this, it's like a, they really enjoy puffed corn.
Oh,
apparently.
Lord.
So it's like a
puff. It's like a straight up dick, my dude. It is the same shape and
I mean
it's flesh colored for some flesh fleshes. Tones.
There are going to be some tones in which this is flesh colored.
And it's even like it's weirdly got the same texture.
Bitch, what?
When you're looking
dicks,
at it,
are you looking at
bitch,
feeling?
I'm looking at it from over here, and I'm like, the texture. You know, it's got imperfections.
I it's got some imperfections. It's not perfect.
Yeah.
There's some divots.
Yeah.
I would say I could completely like just crush it with one hand.
Yeah. So it's a lemon flavored corn puff. Phallic symbol.
Okay, so I'm gonna just snap. Mm-hmm. Oh God. Okay, well I'm just gonna take that. We're all just gonna need to break off a piece
break
of that.
Me a piece of that penis thing.
Oh God, that was unexpected.
It tastes like lemon cereal.
Yeah, it tastes like lemon Trix. I like it a lot. I don't love it, but I like it a lot.
Yeah, it's good. I like that nothing is like too sweet or savory or too salty.
There's a lot of sour in that, which balanced with the sweet well. I liked it a lot.
Okay.
Solid 7 for me.
I'd give it a 7.
I'd give it an 8. I kind of liked it a lot.
Yeah.
But imagine, like, you're supposed to just eat this yourself, right? It's like a candy bar. You're just supposed
this
to pop it out.
This is their version of a candy bar.
Just, like, grab it in your
and just, like,
fist and
mouth
just,
the whole thing. Yeah.
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 Okay. All right. The last one before the good stuff at the end. That's what she said.
That's what she said. Okay. This is literally just called fruit gummies.
They look like fruit gummies.
Yeah.
There are so many yummy fruit flavors in the pack of gummies. It contains grape, pineapple, strawberry, orange, and lemon. What a fun fruity treat. Perfect for a summer day.
Looks like there's not enough for each to each try each flavor.
Yeah, let's just each try a flavor.
Yeah.
I call pineapple.
I don't care.
And it comes in, so it's in a package, and then in the package, it's in a little tray.
Oh, cute.
Which is helpful. So I'm going to take the watermelon.
I want red.
Red is strawberry.
Mm. So they're a lot like the little orange gummies from earlier. Mm-hmm.
In terms of texture, yeah.
Yeah.
In terms of texture, and also for me, this tastes like a straight up pineapple, so it actually tastes like the fruit, not
mine. Tasted like fake lime candy.
Mine tastes like fake lime candy. Yeah. Is yours fake strawberry?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, mine tastes like pineapple. Ass pineapple.
Associate producer tried the grape.
It tasted like grape.
Like fake grape. Okay.
All right.
Well,
there mine is was an good. Orange in here. If anyone wants to try that to compare it to the,
but I feel like it's like even. I think it might be
literally
the same.
Like they're like shaped.
Yeah.
Almost identically.
They're different.
A little different. I mean, good fruit candies.
Yeah, solid fruit candies. Yeah, not bad. They just, it's very much an artificial flavor. It's not like the orange ones.
Yep.
Are we doing these now?
Yeah,
do you
want to
do Kit Kats first or the drinks last?
I mean, it's up to you guys.
We can do drink last.
We can do Kit Kat. Drink Kit Kat.
So these are the bonus Kit Kat.
Do we have two Kit Kats?
Yeah.
We got this Kit Kat, which is in the book, and this one is bonus.
Okay.
So this one is not in the book. It's just a pink bag with raspberries on it. So I'm assuming it's raspberry Kit Kat. I'm very excited because Japan has a lot of flavors of Kit Kat that we don't get here.
I'm just reading the label real quick to make
sure.
It's a little
melty, gooey. So
there
like
are some things in English. So I was like, let me see if it says. It doesn't.
It says good job on mine.
On the back, it has like Nestle Corporation for more information,
so
contact.
Mine's completely melted. Look at this bad boy.
Oh, no. Is mine melted, too? I mean...
smells like
no, mine's actually pretty much intact.
I don't care. I'll stuff the whole thing in my mouth.
Yeah, mine's really melty, but I don't care. That's a raspberry-ass Kit Kat.
And then it gets, like, really tart.
It's, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good. It's good.
Yeah, that's really good. I, like, the first couple bites, I wasn't super into it, but then, like, it all kind of came together and mellowed out. That's very good.
That's like a 9, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
That might be a 10.
That's a 9 for me.
That's a 9, my girl.
Mm. All right. Do
that's
wanna,
good.
Do you want to...
That's good.
That's fucking good, dude. All
right. Do we want to split the Kit Kats with the Pepsi?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm afraid the other Kit Kat is not going to be as good.
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay. So this is a Pepsi refresh shot. So... it says, do you need a little pick-me-up? This is no ordinary Pepsi. It's designed to boost your energy and refresh your mind. With double the amount of caffeine in a smaller can and slightly sweeter taste, it'll wake you up and give you the energy you need to get
it
through the day.
It smells like Pepsi, so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Honestly, it tastes like Pepsi you would get out of a fountain. Because
yeah.
It's like a little sweeter, a little waterier.
Yeah, like a... not like a fast food restaurant Pepsi, but like a convenience store Pepsi.
Yeah.
Like a 7-Eleven Pepsi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fine. I mean, it's Pepsi.
It's fine.
Pepsi. It tastes like Pepsi.
I do think it's interesting, though, that they're kind of promoting this as like, get your day started with this Pepsi. Like instead of coffee, drink the Pepsi.
I mean, as someone in the 7th grade who literally did get his day started with Pepsis.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a bad way to go.
I mean, technically it is, but...
listen, the best breakfast in the world is Pepsi and chili cheese Fritos. Everyone knows that.
Oh, my God. Clearly. Okay.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. So last but not least, we have salt and lemon Kit Kat.
So excited for
this. This refreshing taste of lemon is perfect for a hot summer day. These fruity Kit Kats mix in sour lemon with a hint of saltiness wrapped in white chocolate goodness. When life gives you lemons, make lemon Kit Kats.
Okay. These could go either way.
God, these
are
this...
hella melted as well.
Yeah. Well, they sat in some freaking customs dock for probably since literally it says July 6th.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. Okay, you guys have already done it.
Yeah, that's a goddamn delight. 9.
It's mostly just lemon.
It's mostly lemon. There's hints mm-hmm. of salt.
It tastes like the lemonade Girl Scout cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's good.
That's real good.
I still like the raspberry better because that's just my personal preference.
Yeah, fair. My personal preference would be the lemon.
It's
but
too...
but this is still good. I'd still give it a 9.
Yeah.
It's a little too tart for me. They both were a little too tart for me.
The raspberry was a little too tart for me just because that's not what I expect when I taste of like a raspberry candy.
But
yeah.
I feel like
lemon
once you
candy.
Got more of like the milk or the white chocolatey, it like
yeah.
it balances
yeah.
it.
Again, and because like, they're melted, it may have like fucked up that experience
maybe,
a little
yeah,
bit
maybe.
For us. But I mean, it's still very good.
Yeah, I do think once they all kind of come together in your mouth, like the milk chocolate and the wafers
yeah.
and then the flavoring, like
yeah.
that's when it works the best.
Yeah. So, I mean, both of those Kit Kats were fucking bomb.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Very good Kit
God
Kats.
God bless.
I think they guarantee you like one or two bags of Kit Kats in every box. Like that's like their promise. So
wow.
Should have more of these on the way.
The heavy hitters.
So I at least have September and October going. After August, I might just keep this as long as they are a company. This
yeah.
was very delightful.
That was great. There was nothing bad.
No.
There was stuff that was like, oh yeah, it's a fruit candy. Like, okay.
Yeah, that, that marshmallowy thing was like the worst thing we had, and even that was like edible.
It was fine.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was just me, I wouldn't have eaten the whole thing, but it was fine.
Yeah.
We did it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so favorites besides the Kit Kats, probably the wasabi potato chips.
Mine was the orange slices.
The orange slices. I also really liked these like caramely corn.
I like the Texas corn ones as well. That would be my third place behind the Kit Kats and the
yeah, slices. This was all really good.
Yeah, there was a lot of really good stuff in here. And then there was just, you know, some fun stuff for kids and who cares, whatever.
Yeah,
but
sure. I mean, they're probably not anticipating grown ass adults ordering these like weird candies and stuff.
No, I think they are.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, because the kids are not going to be like, give me a Tokyo.
But then they gave us these little kid things. Like, these are all geared at small children.
But that's kitschy and geared towards adults who like anime.
Got it.
Yep.
Got it. There we go. That all adds up.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that was fun.
That was
fun. We did it.
Like, hey, anime rules, so, like, enjoy your animes.
Yeah.
No judgment here. But, yeah, this is who that... when I got the Instagram ad, I was in whatever group of people watch anime on Instagram.
You were in there,
so that's,
you were with them.
That's why I got that.
Cool.
So
also, I'm excited if they have more of the like Pepsis or even some of the actual Ramune sodas.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'd love to try Ramune soda.
We could probably get our hands on those regardless.
That place fairly easily. Probably has some. Yeah. I'll look there next time I go over there.
Cool.
Awesome. Wow. We did it.
All right. So if you want to eat those, it's Tokyo Treat.
Yeah,
on all your social media.
Can't get the August box anymore, but I think the October box right now is still on sale. Mm. You set up for yourself with a subscription. I think they've got some extra goodies if you do more months. I'm not going to do that because I don't want to pay however much up front, but, you know, little toys and trinkets and stuff if you pay more. Extra bags of Kit Kats if you do more stuff. Yeah.
Wow.
It's good a rad service. It's $35 for a box.
We got a lot.
Yes. There's a shit. We just went through a lot of stuff.
There was $35 worth of stuff in there for sure.
And that includes your shipping?
That includes shipping. And I added another $5 to get tracking in the future.
Perfect.
Because so, this one took 6.5 weeks.
Yeah. You're everything like, where the hell is it?
Was good.
Yeah. Everything
was good. There's four of us and we all just ate quite a bit of snacks.
Yeah.
And there were 15 different items.
Yeah,
like that's a lot.
That's a lot. That's a good $2 an item, basically. That's not bad.
Yeah, so nailed it. Good job, producer.
Thanks.
All right, cool. Is there anything else we need to talk about?
Pod slam.
We're gonna
be at Pod Slam on Saturday, the 21st. We're flying
tomorrow from when you're listening to this.
Hopefully, because if you're listening to it after that, none of this matters.
That is not true because the donation link is still open. So, whoa. I mean, good news. We reached our goal. We surpassed it. We made like $20,000. Damn. But also, if you still want to donate, because like pediatric cancer research, they need your help. The donation link is open for another like month. So get in there. arcadeaudio.net/podslam. If you're listening to this before the 21st, if you're in Chicago, come see us at the IO Theater in Chicago from noon to midnight. If you are not in Chicago, you can get all the instructions on how to listen at arcadeaudio.net/podslam. And it is noon to midnight Central time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, good times. And if you're listening to this on Friday, we're going to be at the freelance show. Not doing anything other than watching it, but we're there.
And also on an airplane.
And also on Sunday, we'll be at the Cubs game. So, like,
oh,
there's so many opportunities.
Freaking wow.
To hang out with us and see our awkwardness in the flesh.
I mean, we'll be like, all right, but like.
You just stuttered all right.
We'll be all right, but you know.
Yeah, we're just, we are who we are.
If you want to see Karma dab.
That's for special occasions. So you gotta go to Pod Slam for that.
There will be her dabbing at Pod Slam.
I don't know. It just feels right sometimes.
Sometimes it feels right.
Yeah.
I don't understand when you're supposed to dab
I don't
or what it really is other than people do it at times.
That's why it sometimes just feels right. There's no real explanation.
Like
deep in your gut is when you know it's time.
Yeah.
It's like, hit the dab.
There's no real explanation for it. You're just like going about your day and then something happens. You're like, oh, fuck. Yeah, dab.
Yes. By George, Nick, I think she's got it.
Nick Jonas dick pic. Oh, dab. We have lost our minds. Oh, God. Anyways, we'd love to see you. We'd love to hear from you. We would love a lot of things for you to be involved with PodSlam. Please don't let us be embarrassed.
Oh, my God. Please. Well,
I mean, you can let us be personally embarrassed, but like we need to raise the money for Connor's Cure. It's important.
Yeah, absolutely.
Arcadia.net/PodSlam. If you want to follow us on the internet, you can do so at The Heels and Heels on Twitter.
I'm at HIH Karma.
I'm at HIH Carolyn.
I am at HIH Producer.
I mean, also, just quickly go subscribe to us on wherever you listen. Tell your friends, your family, your crushes, your lovers, your exes. Let them all know. Let them all know about PodSlam. Let them all know to donate. Leave us a 5-star rating and a review. 5 stars for PodSlam.
You know what reading a 5-star review makes me want to do?
Dab. Fuck yeah.
Oh my God, what is this? Like, we're just getting into dabbing in 2019.
Oh, well, we are of the age where we are 3 to 4 years late on trends.
On everything.
So, yeah.
Dab. All right, great. So, I don't know. I think yeet is a thing people do. I don't know.
Well, we won't know until 2 years from now. So we're just going to dab until we start eating.
Excellent. That's all I've ever wanted.
Yeah.
It's all I ever needed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me what to do now. When I want you back.
Yeah. Wow.
I like that we went to the same part.
Come on.
Because there's several parts where they sing those words.
No, but that's the part.
That's the part.
Mm-hmm.
The graduating.
Mm-hmm.
Nah. Wow. Great. Thank you again for listening. We're excited to see you, meet you, entertain you, give you things for you to try in your mouth holes at PodSlam.
Wow.
Why did you just do the Shayna Baszler?
No, I'm trying new spade. Things. I'm trying new things.
I'm trying new things with my hands.
Yeah.
Can I do the spade? Can I do a dab? What's a yeet?
Who knows? No, that's a Kobe. Kobe.
You just Kobe the yeet. You dunked on it.
I did.
Oh my God, we're a problem. Oh, okay. Please do two last things from us. Please remember to tell people that you love them because it's super important. And also, never forget to fart with reckless abandon. We love you. Bye.
Bye.
On September 21st at the IO Theater in Chicago and streaming wherever you are, it's time for the 5th annual Pod Slam, the podcast marathon for Connor's Cure. Beginning at 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central Time, the world's best podcast marathon brings you the finest shows in all the land. Let Sleeping Dogs Lie, Queer Movie Night, Poppin' Bottles, Tabletop Potluck, I'll Be There For You. How Star Wars is it? The Pod Slam exclusive Hollywood Hardwood. Dilettante Ball. Killer Conversations. The Heels and Heels. Podswoggle, a wrestling podcast with entertainment. Paired. Our Father. We Still Like You. Not Your Demographic. Marty and Sarah Love Wrestling. And the night concludes with the Pod Slam All-Star Rumble, presented by Parker Flags and Pennants, where hosts from shows throughout the day battle it out for ultimate podcast supremacy. Tickets are $10 all day, with all proceeds going straight to Connor's Cure for pediatric cancer research and treatments. Head to arcadeaudio.net/podslam right now for tickets, donation schedules, and much, much more.
Thank you for playing Arcade Audio. Play more at arcadeaudio.net.